This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like being a reserve deputy? In the third part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Sheriff Jason Sandholt. Sheriff, how many people are in your reserve program?
Right now, we have just around 20. We're just going through the process to bring on a few more. We're starting the modules or the training side of it here coming up in February. So the goal is by about April, May, that we'll bring on anywhere from 5 to 10 more onto the reserve program from there.
And what makes a good reserve?
Somebody that's willing... The public service side of it. We want somebody that's willing to commit. It's one thing to say you're a Marion County Reserve and then never be seen, but the best reserves are the ones that when we put out a call for a page for the assistance, that they show up. Or if it's whether it be a transport, whether it be securing a scene. Obviously, the Knoxville Nationals is a huge part of our reserve program, but we want people that are active and willing to be a part of the organization.
What kind of personality is best, or is there a best personality?
I think it's best that we have a mixture. I mean, I don't want all it's something that I want people to be able to talk and be a good communicators and friendly. It's something where they represent the office here, and what I want is for the reserves is the same thing I want for my deputies. I want the deputies to be friendly, kind, courteous, willing to help, but when they need to be, strict, hardcore, take care of business, they can do that. The vast majority of our interactions with the public are pleasant experiences, and I want them to be friendly. I don't want somebody to walk up to a car and say, "Let me see your driver's license." I want them to be friendly, but if the individual takes that in a different direction or dictates them to be more direct or forceful, then our deputies will do that. And I want the same thing from our reserves.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Cubes Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Sheriff Jason Sandholt about the Sheriff's Office Reserve Program. Now, what's the training process? How long does it take?
What it is we have about 5 different modules that they go through. Those modules cover all aspects, traffic stops, criminal law, first aid. And so what we try to do is break it out and do 1 weekend a month on a Saturday and Sunday, where the individuals come in and we have trainers, whether it be, or instructors, whether it be from my office or the county attorney's office or public health, fire departments. We have a lot of individuals that come in and provide that training to them.
So it's a commitment, but not giant burden. And then you get some in-person training, I guess, driving around with a deputy and you
yeah.
learn. And...
Yep. It's the training side of it. The reason it used to be years ago, you'd come in, you'd raise your right hand. The sheriff would say, now you're our new reserve. Well, times have changed. I mean, the liability and the safety factors. I don't want to put somebody in a situation that they're not prepared to handle, nor do I want the liability of that. So the modules give them that training and experience, and it kind of gives that foundation. So then when they do go and ride with full-time deputies, they have the basis. They know that, okay, I shouldn't do this, and this is the direction I should go, and then that develops them even more. So it's a protection for them, and it's also a protection for our office and the county.
Will a reserve ever patrol by themselves?
They could. Yeah, it's something where we have some experienced reserves that have been on for years or very capable of doing things. And we've kind of even let our reserves, depending on their comfort level, take a little more initiative even on stops. So they might be riding with a full-time deputy, but the full-time deputy would say, hey, you make contact this time with the individual that we're talking to about speeding or reckless driving or different things, and the reserve will do that. And if the full-time deputy needs to step in, they'll step in. But we want them to be an active part of our organization.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Harold Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation with Sheriff Jason Sandholt about the Sheriff's Office Reserve Program.
What are some of the benefits of being a reserve?
I think the biggest benefit is knowing you're helping the community. It's something that the people that I feel are the best reserves say, you know, it's not all about me and, I mean, wearing a badge or carrying a gun. It's about, hey, I'm helping 33,000 people in Marion County. I'm helping keep our community safe. And they do. It's a lot of times you think, I've heard the expression where somebody might say, well, it's just a reserve. Well, that reserve, I mean, goes through the training. I swear them in. They have police powers. So they're not just a reserve like some individuals say. I mean, they're an active part of our office. And we try to compensate on certain aspects. Obviously, when they work the races, they get compensated for that, or if they're doing transports for us. But it's also a volunteer organization. So the ones that you asked me earlier, the best reserves, are the ones that do a mixture of both those things. It's not just for the paycheck, and it's not all just the free side of it. The ones that excel are the ones that kind of do both those things.
Does it ever turn into a full-time regular deputy position?
Oh, yeah. One of our most recent deputies, Seth Norton, started in our reserve program. He came in, did well as a reserve, was active as a reserve, knew law enforcement was the direction he really wanted to go for a career path, and we ended up hiring him, sending him to the academy, and he just graduated. Now he's out on the road by himself.
And so you can learn about them, see their capabilities, what their temperament is, see if they how they would fit in, and they started in an unpaying position and now have a career.
Yes, definitely. And I'll tell you, we have individuals right now, we have a lot of younger reserves, that their ultimate goal is to get hired on, whether it be as a full-time police officer, deputy, state patrol, or different things. And to me, when they're willing to do that commitment, it gives them a step up. when they go into an interview, whether it be for a deputy position, police position, trooper position, they say, hey, I'm a Marion County Reserve. I've worked the road with guys. I've done this. These are my references. That helps them in the interview process.
And so it might not just be here.
Yeah, it might not be here. Obviously, we want the best of the best, and we're going to try to keep those individuals. But if we have somebody go through our reserve program and they get an opportunity for full-time employment somewhere else, I'll gladly help them. I mean, I'd never try to hold somebody back from their career goals or the things they want to do. But and we don't always have openings. But if we do have openings, a lot of times those are the individuals that we're looking at. We have dispatchers that are reserves in our full-time reserve unit. We have jailers that are on our full-time reserve unit. And that's also another, you asked about going on to be a full-time police officer or deputy or trooper, different things. But there's even times we look at it as those reserves that are there, they might apply to be a full-time jailer or a full-time dispatcher. And it gives us that opportunity to see them. And we have jailers that are reserves, and we have dispatchers that are reserves also.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's on Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation with Sheriff Jason Sandholt about the Sheriff's Office Reserve Program.
Can you have too many reserves? I mean, is that a possibility where you don't have all the equipment that's needed or the training? Can that happen? Has it happened?
I personally think many hands lightens the load. It's something, especially with volunteer organizations. It was years ago we kind of got back to the situation where there was only about 8 to 10 that were the active reserves, I mean, then doing things and kind of carrying the load for everybody. And that becomes, when it's a volunteer organization, becomes a burden. My goal is, I don't think you can have too many, but I want people to be active. And there's always different ways that they can be active in our office.
Do you ever have to say, you've taken the training, Bob, but I don't think you've got what it takes to be a reserve?
There's times. I mean, we want people to succeed, but there's been times that we've had to say, hey, maybe this isn't for you, or somebody gets themselves into some trouble or different things. And obviously, it's a representation of my office, and I want the best of the best. So we have had to let people go. We try to work through situations and help them out. But it's definitely not a guarantee that you're always going to be here.
Well, yeah, it's not like volunteering, for a board in the community or something. There's a lot of responsibility with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility. And even along those lines, when you look at it, even some of those boards may not have somebody that's very active, or maybe their desire is to go a different direction than what the organization wants to go. And if that's the case, they even separate ties there, and we'll do the same. We're very lucky and fortunate that a lot of the people that have started with reserves with us are still here. But we have had times where somebody thought, man, that's more of a commitment than I thought it was going to be. And maybe they've resigned, or health issues or different things too. So we have had some people leave on their own free will also. We definitely don't want somebody to feel like it's a burden for them. We want them to be an active part of it. But if it's not the right fit after they've been on for a while, we understand that.
Is there a time that you can relate, or a particular incident where reserve played a really important major role in something, significant or important, dangerous, tragic, some kind of thing where the reserve stepped in and did a great job?
I can't pinpoint one example. There's lots of examples. there's a lot of times that, whether it be working at the racetrack and dealing with somebody that's highly intoxicated, or riding with a deputy and just having that extra set of eyes there to say, hey, that guy's kind of a little nervous, or they're some affirmative movements or different things. I can't give one example because there's lots of examples where it might be a situation that you don't think was that life-saving measure, but it could be. I mean, on simply saying, hey, that guy, I mean, doesn't look quite right, and think he's going to fight, or a situation along those lines. And so there's many, many examples of where they've stepped in and done great things.
What's it like swearing in a new class of reserves?
It's exciting. I think it's exciting for me, and it's also exciting for them. I mean, it's definitely, I think you would have to ask one of the new reserves, but I think for them, the knowing that, hey, I put in the time and the commitment to do this. I've passed all the testing that the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy requires. I'm now a part of this organization. I think it's exciting for them to know that accomplishment. And it's exciting for me to know that there's people that are out there that are wanting to help, that are willing to help, that are willing to step up to the plate. It's real easy to play Monday morning quarterback and criticize the way an organization does something. But when you're a part of it, I think it opens up their eyes too. It's like, oh, well, now I know why they did that, or I know the direction of what this is happening. So it's all around exciting experience.
Is there still time to be considered for the incoming class in February?
The incoming class we've already established. We're already far enough along that process that we wouldn't be able to get somebody in because we've done the interviews for that. But I would highly encourage anybody that's interested in joining our reserves to fill out an application. The application is actually the same application for a full-time employee in our office, but then they just write reserve deputy on that form. We go through, and then Lieutenant Shuhart is actually the lieutenant that's in charge of our reserve program now, kind of the liaison between our office and the reserves, and he keeps a stack of those, and then when we get enough of them, then he'll go through, make the phone calls, and say, hey, we're starting a new group of modules. Would you be interested in coming in for an interview?
That must be a nice phone call for people to get.
Yeah, I think it is. And it's like on full-time employment, it's great to get the phone call where you're accepted or wanted or to be a part of it. It's hard to make those phone calls when somebody wasn't quite the right fit, wasn't at the right time, maybe had some things that in their background that were a little too fresh that for us. And we obviously, it's not like you mentioned earlier, or it's not like we're going to take everybody. And if somebody doesn't get chosen, we appreciate the fact that they even applied and tried. It's something we're going to be very selective on who we bring in, but not everybody does get to join.
Thanks to Sheriff Jason Sandholt for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.